Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX and 614. Sean Carey here for Tom. Tom back tomorrow. Laura Good here. Matty
Hello.
Ice. Matt Catrillo here.
I love that you call him Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
He's busy in the newsroom. He'll be over shortly.
And intern Jordan will be joining us, what, after 7?
Yeah, she comes in at 7.
Okay, great.
You're going to really like her. She's lovely.
I can't wait to work with her this morning on the radio. So Tom back tomorrow. Let's get you a Tom update here.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Yes, we do.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Yeah.
Better than he was before.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Better.
Yep.
Stronger.
Yep.
Faster.
Ooh, bigger, better, stronger, faster. Tom Morgan.
So our boy, as the Tom Morgan Reconstruction 2.0 continues.
I like it. This is surgery 2 of possibly 3, although I feel like this surgery might prevent the third surgery.
Oh, good.
Because, so the knee was affecting the hip.
The knee bone connected duda.
Ham bone. Yeah,
so
sure.
All went well yesterday.
I was getting updates throughout the afternoon. Took a while. I feel like he was a little frustrated.
He must have been, because I texted him and he did not get back to me.
I texted him and the quote that I got back was, Tommy is not happy, pacing like a caged animal.
What, after?
No, before.
Right.
So the surgery is supposed to be at 8:30.
Yes.
Well, I never got the text that he was taken back for the prep until about 8:45 yesterday morning.
Okay.
But then the surgery never went underway until about 10:30.
Gotcha. Okay. So, well, you have to, you know, the pre-op takes a while.
Yes, our Tom is not a patient man.
No, he's not.
He's not a patient man. So that was frustrating to him. I was like, but hey, look, by noon, it was over.
This isn't the Jiffy Lube where you're in and out in 15 minutes.
No. This is not the drive-through at McDonald's.
No.
We want the surgeon to be exact and precise and take his or her time.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I got the text. And then, my goodness, and I'm going to call him out on the radio. He was grilling last night.
I have proof of this. We have photo proof of this.
Photographic proof.
Although when I looked at the photo for quite a while, because the camera angle that we got of him on the deck last night grilling, it looked like the leg that they were working on was completely gone. It looked like he was standing on, I mean, we had a side shot of him, but it looked like he was standing on one leg.
Amputated. Sorry. We couldn't save it. Gone. Sorry.
It's like, well, you said it went well. What?
No, the picture, he looked
it went
like,
well. He doesn't feel a thing anymore.
Not a thing. Not a darn thing. No, actually, I'm going to have to relook at that picture, because now that you say it, he was kind of standing like a stork.
Yeah. He had like a,
like a one leg up kind of thing.
Yep.
So.
I do that sometimes while I'm standing on there. I'll plop my right leg up. I'll bend it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just so I'm kind of moving around. Even though I'm standing still, I can move around a little bit.
You can move around a little bit. You got to stay quick on the feet, right?
We have to stay quick on our feet today because we're packed and stacked this morning.
We have a busy morning. Wednesday at the wash, of course.
Yes, Ultimate Express Car Wash. Win a $20 gift card later this morning. We'll give you the cue when you can activate your chances of winning that.
Yes, exactly. So there's that. Then also our buddies, the Healthy Bites ladies from Wise Markets will be in. Normally a surprise or two there. And then guests with the Tata Trot.
Yes, that's on Saturday, July 13th.
It is.
In Selwyn's Grove again this year. Mm-hmm. So we will start to ramp up our the countdown to Tata Trot and get everybody fired up for that in the fight against breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Which is always a great cause. So
lots of stuff going on.
Yep. And of course, with us and with everybody else here the rest of the week, you can win Knoebels tickets.
Yes.
We got cheap trick tickets for Bloomsburg Fair.
And then Milton Beer Fest on Saturday.
Milton Beer Fest Saturday. Yeah, well, Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. And also the Summer Nationals,
the Truck and Tractor
Summer Nationals.
And you're going to be live and on location
Fair
this weekend as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, the Bloomsburg Fair Summer Nationals, that's next Saturday, June 15th. We have tickets for that this morning.
We do.
And yes, and you mentioned
Blaze Alexander Ford,
Route 45, Lewisburg. Yep, Shoney and I will hang out Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5.
Wow.
Other than that,
Take a deep breath.
Nothing's going on.
Nothing.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, and Sean here for Tom. He's back tomorrow. Laura, Matt here as well at 6:22. And yes, Matt,
good morning.
In the building. Hey, guys, a little more humid today. Shower, thunderstorm around 2, high of 80. We're at 61 now. Late night soundbite. Let's go to Colbert from CBS last night.
A Louisiana principal has resigned after being arrested at a strip club while on a school field trip. I don't know. That is unbelievable that it did not happen in Florida.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Sean Carey here for Tom.
Hello.
Matty Ice.
Good morning.
That's now his new and approved name. It used to be Matt the News Guy, but now it is officially and forever shall be Matty Ice.
Yeah, his street cred just went up about 9,400%.
I know, right?
I rock it better than Matt Ryan.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, well, you almost won that Super Bowl when
Sean,
you were up 28-3.
I'm so glad that you were here to give him this brand new nickname.
Well, I didn't really give him the nickname. Mm-hmm. It was actually Steve Jones down the hall in WKOK gave him the nickname.
Oh,
that's true, yes.
Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah.
And Matt took care of the Steve Jones duties for me on WKOK.
Yes, always a pleasure.
We had Kevin Fransden was on the show yesterday. He's the Phillies on-air radio analyst. So if you listen to the Phillies games on WKOK when Larry Anderson's not on, you're Kevin Fransden on. So we had Kevin on yesterday from San Diego, and we're talking about Jay Bruce. Phillies picked up Jay Bruce in a trade over the weekend, and he says, Jay Bruce has a lethal bat. What did Jay Bruce then do last night? Hit two home runs. Six RBIs. One was a grand slam and a much-needed 9-6 win. Phillies over San Diego late last night.
Very nice. Over the Padres.
San Diego. Keep it classy.
Stay classy,
So they have a day game this afternoon. I think it's a 3:35 game time on 10:70 a.m. this afternoon. So if you're a Phillies fan, you can check that out. So
I've had the pleasure of seeing a game in Padres Stadium in San Diego.
Really?
Yes.
At Petco.
Our lovely friend, Sarah Bartlett.
Yes,
who
there
spent
it is.
Eight, oh, that's right.
Who
yes.
spent 8 years with us here at 94KX in Sunbury Broadcasting. Just crushed it as our news director.
She absolutely did.
She left here to go to San Diego.
Yes.
Still out there.
She is.
We have been begging and pleading for her to come back. Sunny and 70 for 360 days a year is completely overrated.
She won't listen to us. She actually, she's the best.
And she is awesome.
Yes. One of our friends.
Yes. And still doing the radio thing. Mm-hmm. She's now out at a Cogo in San Diego doing news out there and crushing it out there.
I believe they're an iHeart station.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I want another cup of coffee. Okay.
All right, how many are we having today? Because yesterday you said four, but we only had three because of the Angry Orchard.
I told Matt this before you got here. I slept 6 hours straight last night.
Boom.
Straight.
You're a little tired, a little flaky.
I feel awesome.
Good for you.
There you go.
I feel awesome right now. I mean, I normally at least a 2 get up minimum in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Because I'm in my 50s now. So if you're not in your 50s yet, that's something you look forward to, people.
See, this is a perfect fill-in for Tom.
It really is.
The old man reference.
Like the three generations.
What?
Oh, no, see, but that's offensive.
That's true.
Because Sean is not as old as Tom.
That's true. Matt, get off my lawn.
Are you ready? Get out.
I'll just escort myself out now.
Do your news first. It's up next. Tom and Lori in the morning, 94KX, and Sean here for Tom. He's back tomorrow, 6:40, 20 of 7. Laura Good, Matty Ice, intern Jordan, coming up after a bit.
The gang's all here.
And we're going to have gang and guests. A lot happening here this morning. We're going to be talking
Ta-Ta Trot.
The
Healthy Bites.
Healthy food experts at Wise Markets, 8:15. And also, we'll do some Knoebels tickets before 7.
Perfect.
Okay. Get you qualified for the Ultimate Knoebels Summer Prize Pack and feel a little more like summer today, near 80 and a little more humid. So watch out either for a shower or a thunderstorm. That could happen later. It's 61 now at 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Sean Carey here.
Good morning.
Post knee surgery, our guy is doing well.
Smoothly.
Yes. Pretty soon he'll be walking around Knoebels.
He's using his cane as a golf putter.
He calls that his cranky old man cane.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he texted me. He's like, that's my cranky old man cane. I was like, if the shoe fits.
Well, he claims he's in no pain, which is great.
That's excellent. Yeah, yes. Just texting with him a little bit ago. Right. So glad to hear that you're doing well, Tom.
All right, little Tommy Morganzo. We hope we're doing you proud here as you rest and recoup and look forward to having him back tomorrow for one more Thirsty Thursday before Milton Beer Fest on Saturday. So it'll be fun.
Absolutely.
All right. So 100.9 The Valley, your home for Pittsburgh Steelers football.
Yes, that is correct.
The now number one wide receiver.
Okay.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Indeed.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
I love this story.
Yeah. You got that over there, don't you?
I think so,
yeah.
Yes. We were looking at it this morning.
So
together.
I guess he took someone to the prom.
Yes.
I saw a picture of this on social media yesterday. Both of them were wearing like kind of like forest green tuxes.
Indeed.
Rocking
so,
the tuxes.
The story goes that Juju heard about high school senior Anthony Molinaro.
Tony.
Yes, Tony was all set to go to prom with his girlfriend. The relationship fell apart and they broke up literally days before the prom.
Ew.
Tony put it on social media. Juju saw the story, took things to heart.
He is all over social media.
He really is.
He has his own YouTube channel called Juju TV.
Yes, he does.
Yes, which is really cool.
I actually saw a portion of the video of him then showing up to Anthony's prom in a velvet tuxedo matching the one that he was wearing. It basically could have been like embarrassing and disastrous. It wasn't. Yeah. Juju showed up and they danced the night away.
It's awesome.
I think that's amazing.
That is very cool.
I love it when professional athletes do nice stuff like this because they can.
Juju was walking the streets of Pittsburgh not too long ago and he was handing out food to people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. And his buddy, his camera guy was just following him around. He just bought a whole pile of sandwiches. And
I was just giving it to people.
Just giving them to people.
See, that's awesome. I swear, I'd like to think that if I ever elevated to like that level of like professional sports and stardom.
Yeah.
That I would do stuff like that.
So, of course, we have Knobels here in our backyard.
We do.
The big tradition out in Pittsburgh is Kennywood.
Yes. Yes. Another small family-owned park.
There is a big controversy now with Kennywood.
Really?
Okay. Now, when you think of Pittsburgh and you think ketchup, what do you think of?
Heinz.
Well, Kennywood just signed a new agreement to serve Hunt's ketchup.
No.
So what did Juju do over the weekend?
I bet people freaked out.
He was at Kennywood over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
And he was handing out packets
of Heinz ketchup. Touche.
Yeah.
Touche. Take that, Kennywood.
Heinz versus Hunt's. Yes. It's it's getting thick out there.
I'm sorry.
Thicker than ketchup.
But sorry, Hunt's. There's no replacement for Heinz ketchup. That's the OG. That's the original.
No. No. It's like walking in.
Also, it's like Heinz Field.
It's like walking in Middlesbrough down the street with a bag of Snyder's or Utz. Or
God forbid,
or
Pringles.
Can of Pringles.
No. Middlesbrough all the way.
Sorry, they're not new chips. Sorry.
No, they're not. They're like pressed potato flakes.
Yeah, flakes.
Or something. It's like dehydrated gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we mentioned Knobels a second ago. Cue to call coming up in minutes. Get you qualified for the ultimate Knobels summer prize pack. Tom and Laura, 94KX at 648.
We have another winner.
Tom and Lori in the morning, 94KX. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantabulous, and you're caller number 9.
Oh, great.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Carol.
Carol, where are you calling from?
Northumberland.
Do you have a couple of kiddos who would love some ride tickets to Knobels and qualify for that ultimate summer prize pack?
We sure do.
So what's your favorite part of Knobels?
Actually, the twister.
Ooh, yes. Good one. The double helix.
Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So it's way, 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 way up in the air. That doesn't bother you?
No.
I like
fast and fun.
Well, there's fast, there's fun, there's food, there's fantasy at Knobels. Tell everyone what station just hooked you up for summer.
94KX.
I'm trying to remember who I was with in 1989 who loved fast and fun, but it was all, it's a blur.
The 80s were a blur, weren't they?
It's like the person that I talked to earlier this week. We had a Cheap Trick winner on Monday.
Yes.
I asked her, who'd you see in concert last? And she couldn't remember.
Oh, jeez.
Whoops.
I said to her, promise me after Cheap Trick on September 24th, you'll remember the show, and I'll give you the tickets. And she said,
and she said, okay.
So, but we do have Cheap Trick tickets all week.
We do.
For September 24th. So hang out for that. We have a Cheap Trick montage that we glued together.
And then don't forget also about the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals. Lots to give away.
That's a week from Saturday, June 15th. Mm-hmm. And we have a chance for you to win that automatic family four-pack for that. That's next hour.
Absolutely. Right,
guaranteed before 8 for that. Intern Jordan in the house.
In the house. Yes, good morning.
All right, so we'll hear from Jordan next hour, too. Matt's got our headlines, and let's see what else. Oh, it's right, 8:15. The lovely ladies from Wise Markets are healthy.
And Tata Trot at 7:45. So much to do, Sean.
Yeah, that's right. Tata Trot is
in July.
The second Saturday in July. Yeah,
yes.
Those wooden Tata Trot signs that you see all over the valley, they've popped up within the last week, so maybe you've
already a wonderful event.
Seen them in your travels. And so, yeah, we'll get you fired up for Tata Trot next hour. We are at 7 straight up. Matt's got your headlines next on 94KX.
Thank you, Joe. Let's see. 62, we're up by a degree in our backyard. High atop Blue Hill, 10 to steal from Tom, looking over the mighty, mighty Susquehanna River and
that's
all
exactly
the construction
right
in Northumberland.
Oh.
Did I sound like him?
Pretty much.
All right, yeah, good.
Just not as grumpy.
No, I'm not grumpy.
Cratchetier. No, you?
No, I'm not really ever grumpy.
Never.
No.
Anyway, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Always worth the drive to Route 45.
Let me text Diesel real quick. Is Laura ever grumpy?
Oh, no. Don't ask the husband. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Where always we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. I'm looking at this article, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in for Tom?
Hi. Tom's back tomorrow.
And
it was in his contract. He said, I'm coming back for Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, pretty much we knew he was going to be back by Thursday. He would never miss free beer in the studio.
Right. Well, he wanted to get back here today.
No.
And we literally had to change the locks on all the doors.
Pretty much.
In the building to keep him out today.
Absolutely.
Just so he can, you know, have a smoother recovery.
No reason.
Yeah.
No reason to push it.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, apparently we had to go over the rules of the house for Tom concerning recovery from his surgery.
Yeah.
I have this list, and I'm curious because, like Tom likes to say, there's three generations of Tom and Laura, right?
Yes.
So you're in the older generation.
Yeah, I kind of.
I'm in the middle.
Just barely, right?
I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
And then Natty Ice.
Natty Ice
is in the younger generation.
Hey, what you drinking? Natty Ice.
Right, so, Natty Ice. Thank
Natty
you.
Ice.
The 10 most common rules of the house that parents have for kids. What were some rules when you grew up?
I don't know if I really had any specific rules, but not like I had free domain of what to do, or what I could do, anything I could do.
No, I'm sure your mom did not.
Yeah.
No. Mama Carrie did not allow free reign.
Yes, because the last thing I wanted to see was the Hot Wheel strap. The orange old school Hot Wheel strap.
Oh my goodness. Now
when I saw that, it was going down.
It was for real. She meant business.
Right.
Well, apparently these are some of the 10 rules. I'd be interested. Folks can also chime in on the Ford Fun Line, and we'll have intern Jordan post this up on the 94KX social media, some modern rules of the house. But number one is always say please and thank you.
Sure.
Over 50%, that's a rule.
No brainer.
Say please, say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two kind of goes along with this. Always be kind. Again, about 50% of parents.
Common sense so far.
Before you play, you have to finish your homework. Get home from school, homework gets done first.
I'll admit I didn't do that a lot.
That was a rule in my house.
That was tough for me.
Before we entered sports and activities and all that, once we got home, sit down, do your homework,
eat
your snack at the little table, and then you could go and play.
I'd crack open the bag of Doritos and have a Pepsi, and then I'd want to go right out to the backyard and play wiffle ball with my buddies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next two, always put things back where you found them. Clean the table after dinner.
Yep.
Having dinner together as a family as a rule. Which I think that one has kind of gone away.
Yep.
People are very, very busy.
Yeah, Mom and I did that. Luckily, the living room was, back then, we didn't have, the TV.
No, us either.
We didn't have the portable tables to take into the living room to watch TV. Yeah, we kept it out in the kitchen.
Yep.
Kept the grub out in the kitchen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, this one does not apply to my childhood, but maybe it applies to Matt's. No phones at the table.
Well, I mean, it definitely didn't apply when I was growing up because, we'd
wire. Well, I didn't even have a phone.
Corded phone.
It was corded, yes. Yeah. I didn't even have a phone in my room. Like, you had to talk on the phone in the kitchen. That was awkward.
Yeah, we had the phone. It was like in a little hallway which connected the kitchen, the living room, my playroom where I had my toys on the first floor, and the dining room.
This one, help carry the groceries in. Well, now there's home delivery service.
That's true.
So,
that's
huge. No yelling in the house. And number 10, you can't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a couple rule, though.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Not a kid rule.
Yeah. I never had to worry, And I never went to bed angry. Nah, that wasn't a concern at my place.
It's missing one. We always had to make our beds.
Yeah.
We had to get up, make our beds.
Mom always made my bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I never had to do that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
No, I did. Also, we always had a list. Dust, vacuum. Like, I'm talking through college, there was a list. If my mom's listening, she knows what I'm talking about.
I never had to do that either.
Oh, God, she would leave, and there was a list.
My mom did quite a bit for me.
Now, make our beds. We had to do the dishes after dinner.
Yeah.
My dad would wash. We would have to dry.
Mm.
Lots of rules in the Washaleski household.
Wow.
That's okay.
That's right. The bucket list.
I think that's why I'm a little bit OCD about cleaning now. So thanks, Mom, for making me that way.
That's good. 722, 94KX. Tom and Lori in the morning. Tom and Lori in the morning, 94KX. And Sean Carey here for Tom at 725. Late night soundbite. Last night we go to Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
Congratulations and condolences to James Holzhauer. He's the guy from Jeopardy. He had an incredible run. He won 32 times. He raked in more than $2.4 million, second most prize money ever. This guy was on Jeopardy so long, it's going to take him a year to stop answering things in the form of a question.
Tom and Lori in the morning, 94KX. I'm Sean here for Morgan. He'll be back tomorrow. Laura Good is here. Matty Ice, Matt Catrillo with your news. And intern Jordan here as well, taking care of social media. Also, she'll be taking care of Wednesday at the Wash this morning.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, guaranteed before 9. I will let you know the cue to text so you can score your $20 gift card. And Butch and the crew will take care of you with your vehicle at Ultimate Express Car Wash on the Strip, Hummel's Wharf, Route 11, Danville, near Geisinger, Woodbine, and Washington Boulevard, Williamsport. Also, if you go to washmydirtycar.com, I think they have like a special code there.
They do. Also, you can get our code and put it in where it says radio promo and get $2 off all week long just for being a member of the 94KX Text Club.
Yeah. All right. It is that time of the morning, right at 7:30.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Who is blowing out the candles today?
Let's see. Locally, a very happy birthday to Kim Poltanavich, who's 53 today.
Nancy Wilson is 55. Happy birthday.
Nancy Wilson from Heart? Not that Nancy Wilson?
No, not that
no,
Nancy Wilson.
No, another Nancy Wilson.
Okay, because she's one half of the Wilson sisters from Heart. Okay. Andrea Guffey from Milton, she is 47 today.
Linda Swartz is 58 today.
Shauna Bainey from Winfield is 44. Happy birthday.
Angie Strohecker from Herndon, turning the big 5-0.
Lisa Bigger is 41 today.
Tammy Freed from Pence Creek is 51. Happy birthday.
Anna Mack, return of the Mack. In Sunbury, she's 45. Anna, happy birthday.
Lisa Landis from Paxtonville is 28 today.
Tanika Velotti from Sealands Grove is 34. Happy birthday.
Daniel Walter of Richfield is 34.
Marianne Billman from Elysburg is 71.
Wanda Stan from Mifflinburg is 63. Happy birthday.
Debbie Bach from Norrie, 53 today.
John Karge is 46 today. That's from his wife, Jennifer Karge. Is that all she wrote?
That's all I got.
Okay. Jeffrey Schaefer in Sealands Grove. Schaefer, enjoy your 42nd birthday today.
And nothing on the Book of Faces or on the Text Club.
And Heather Fikes of Northumberland, she turns 25. Also, a celebs today, Mark Wahlberg is 48. A couple years ago, he was the highest paid actor. In 1 year, raked in $68 million.
Invincible is my all-time favorite movie.
That's a great movie.
It is.
It's a great movie.
Love it. Trying to think, is it Stranglehold, the Ted Nugent song? They play that in Invincible.
Yes.
Yeah, love that. You have no clue what song that is, don't you?
I just know my favorite song from that is Let It Ride by T.B.O.
Yes. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
And I Need Money, Daddy's Home 2, Transformers, all from Mark Wahlberg. R&B singer Brian McKnight is 50.
Oh,
when Movie Mike got married, he and his now wife.
Yes.
They danced to a Brian McKnight song.
Did they?
I did not know that.
Wait, do you know that because you were their DJ?
Yes.
You were their wedding DJ?
Yes.
Oh, Sean, that's awesome. Yes. Fun fact, Sean was also my family's wedding DJ.
Yes, I did know that.
Yes. Right. Yeah, well, you broke out the Big Willie style.
Thank you so much.
Ode to Will Smith.
That was before. That was before, like, rapping wedding toasts were a thing. I could have been a YouTube sensation, people. And my husband, I'm going to call him out. Laura, he was supposed to.
There's still time.
There is still time.
There's still time to make that happen.
Good, good.
Reach for the stars. Funny man Jeff Garlin, he's the dad on the Goldbergs. I love that show.
Me too. That's a great show.
He is 57. He also played Larry David's manager on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Kenny G, saxophone extraordinaire, is 63 today. Financial advisor Susie Orman is 68 today. And journalist Bill Moyers turns 85. People weren't watching Sesame Street. They're probably watching Bill Moyers on PBS.
There it is. So. Well, if you have a birthday, you can always text us, call us on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, right around 7:30, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, and Sean here for Tom. He'll be back tomorrow. Laura's here, Maddie Ice, Matt Catrillo, intern Jordan, and quarter of eight, 7:45. Humid today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, high close to 80, and we're now at 63 at 94KX. So we have been a part of the annual Tata Trot for several years. It'll be back in Seawinds Grove on Saturday, July 13th. Lisa Flieger is here. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you
too. How you been? Life good?
Fantastic.
Good,
and her daughter Claire is along as well. Good morning.
Hey, Claire.
Good morning. Good.
She's not a stranger to this studio. She's been in here before.
It's not Claire's first rodeo.
So let's talk about the Tata Trot. We're seeing the signs popping up all over the valley.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so this year we celebrate the 10th annual Tata Trot. It is July 13th in Seawinds Grove. You can find all of the information at tatatrot.com or on our Facebook page. We're very excited to say that we have survived 10 years, saying that from the point of the actual cancer survivors and surviving being a nonprofit out to help the community.
And that is a tough game.
Absolutely. Everyone involved in our committee is a volunteer. And so keeping that alive for 10 years has been definitely great effort.
And also a few years ago, you moved it to Seawinds Grove. So talk about the difference was with moving it Cross River to Seawinds Grove a couple of years ago and the comments you got from people about then, you know, now with when it moved to a different location. Was it challenging at that point or to become easier?
It was challenging to get started only because change is difficult.
Yeah.
And it's tough once you're into a routine to adjust to something new. But we've been in Seawinds Grove now. This will be year five.
How many, Claire? How many?
I have to look at my expert.
Right?
So, yes, we're now very well established in Seawinds Grove, have a great working relationship with Seawinds Grove Borough, Seawinds Grove School District, Seawinds Grove Chamber of Commerce. So everything is smooth rolling.
And, of course, you worked with Julie, who is the original creator of all this. And how's she feel about this now that number 10 is here for Tata Trot?
I think she's fairly excited. Yeah. She'll be recording our public service announcement
here on
the radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Later this week, I think she's going to be stopping by.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She'll always be the founder.
Rocky? Is she bringing Rocky with her?
I have no idea. I heard rumor maybe Maverick will be along.
Okay.
4-year-old Miracle Maverick.
Yes.
May be joining.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I do want to point out, so details can be found at tatatrot.com. We'll share that on the 94KX Facebook page. But you all are approaching raising close to $500,000 total. Wow. Over 10 years. I'm looking on the website right now. That total revenue over the past decade is approaching $500,000, $500,000.
I think that's what makes this more interesting. When this got off the ground 10 years ago, you had a lot of passionate people stepping up to the plate for this cause, and it really got the ground running leading up to number 10 this year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're always, you know, we want people to participate. We want them to feel the love of the day. And we're always looking for sponsorship.
There's room for more.
Absolutely.
Always room for more.
Always room for more. Yeah. Details are available at tatatrot.com. Also on the 94KX Facebook page. Claire, are you running this year, walking? What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I always enjoy trying to do the course, but at the same time, if they need help, I'm always there to help.
There you go.
That's awesome. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for turning to us to get the word out, too. We're humbled and always pleased to do that for you every single year.
We love having you live on the course. People look forward to that.
The music, it pumps everybody up. It's such a good time.
Yep, that is Saturday, July 13th, tatatrot.com. Get your info. 749, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Morning, 94KX. Sean Carey here for Tom. Laura Good, Maddie Ice, intern Jordan. The gang's all here at 754. A humid day today near 80. Watch out for a shower or a thunderstorm across the valley. We're at 64 now.
I knew we couldn't go too long without some rain.
Yeah. We need the rain.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
It's been over 2 days. We need
it rain. It has. It's been over 2 days. God forbid we not have rain. Hopefully it doesn't rain on the Bloomsburg Nationals Family 4-Pack up for grabs.
Week from Saturday, June the 15th, the power and the excitement at the Summer Nationals. So if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, we'll take caller number 4 now.
Ford Fun Line is open, 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
Hey, good morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura here. Actually, Tom not here. I'm Sean. What's your name?
Hi, Sean. I'm Kurt.
Kurt.
I'm caller 4.
Kurt, you are. You're mobilizing. Where are you right now?
Oh, on Interstate 80.
All right. I know that like the back of my hand. Where are you heading to?
I'm headed to Knoebels today.
Yay! Our favorite spot, Kurt.
Yeah, mine too.
Wonderful. Well, hey, you just won yourself a family 4-pack to the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals tractor and truck pulls. You, three, your friends, or your family are in for free.
Yeah, enjoy that, Kurt.
Cool.
It's on the 15th. Tell everyone what station just made you a winner.
94K.
And we'll give you another chance to win those Bloomsburg Summer National Truck and Tractor Pull tickets tomorrow and on Friday here.
Absolutely.
With Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yes, indeed.
A little bit after 8, our great friends from Wise Markets, our healthy food experts, will be checking in about 15 minutes from now. A little more humid today from AccuWeather. Watch out for a thunderstorm. High of 80, 64 now at 94KX. Maddie Ice has the news next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. And Sean Carey here for Tom. He's back tomorrow, 8:18. Rest of the gang all here, Laura Good, Matt Catrillo, intern Jordan, and we have the healthy foods experts from Wise Markets. Hey, gals. Hello, hello.
Good
morning. Thanks for stopping in.
Catherine and Aaron are here this morning with us once a month. We love it when the Wise Markets Healthy Bites ladies visit.
Is Beth Stark still on vacation? Because I see her Instagram post and she's like beaching it up.
They do love the beach, but she's at a conference today.
Okay.
She's learning.
Please send her
our
best.
The thing, Sean. If she was at the beach, she's allowed to be. She works very hard.
She does. She does.
So today we want to talk about June as Men's Health Month.
Oh, where's Tom? Tom?
I know. Apparently Tom needs to hear this.
Turn on your radio. Tom, are you listening?
Tom, you better be listening, and we're going to quiz you tomorrow.
Lend us your ears, Tom, okay? This is important info for me as well.
Yes, for every man, this is very important. There are some alarming statistics when it comes to men's health. Yes, so we know that men, on average, live shorter lifespans than women. So the top three causes of death for men, heart disease, cancer, and accidents.
Oh.
And when it comes to the top 10 causes of death, men die at higher rates than women of those causes. So when it comes to, our main takeaway today is go to the doctor. Get an appointment with the doctor if you have not been to the doctor in the past year. So men make half as many doctor visits for prevention as women. So I think that's part of the problem is by the time men are going to the doctor, they might have some symptoms already. And it might be, whatever the condition is further down the road.
And that's the epiphany that Tom had here less than
exactly.
a year ago. It's now time to get things right.
Actually, yes. To give our Tom credit, he made a resolution for 2019 to go to the doctor and get all of the things fixed that in his brain were broken. He's doing that.
But that doesn't mean now after you get everything done this year, you wait 10 years to go back to the doctor.
No. And actually, Tom has gone on record with me and said that he will never wait that long to go to the doctor
again. He said the exact same thing to me as well.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And you know your body the best. So if you feel off or if you feel like something is different, don't think, oh, it's going to be okay. Oh, it'll pass. That's the time to really make the appointment and see what's going on. Because if you feel off, chances are something's going on inside that you might not know right away.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is. So let's
Sean, hold on. You're the man on the radio this morning. How often do you go to the doctor?
I go every 6 months.
Do you?
Yay!
Oh, good job, SC.
Yeah, because now that I'm in my early 50s and I'm on blood pressure medication.
Okay.
And I've been on, luckily, I've only been on like two different medications in the last 10 years. So luckily, I found one that sticks for me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I know I have to shed at least 10 or 15 pounds, and I've been kind of delaying that this year. So I have like 3 months to do that. So I'm going to try to knock that out and maybe, you know, you swap things out. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
maybe not eat as much cheese, or maybe like if I'm having a sandwich, add some spinach.
There you go. And that's all it is small changes, adding those things in where you can, and it's going to add up in the long run. Because we want to be, you know, it's hard. Oh, I stepped on our foot over here. Close quarters back here. I know. I'm just so excited. Because what we do now, we might not feel the effects today or tomorrow,
yeah.
But, you know, in years down the road, that's when it's going to hurt us.
When you're not thinking, okay, I'm going to take this step, is it going to benefit me? But then you take the next step and the next step, and it adds up to better things further down.
They all add up. Small change add up to big differences in the long run.
All right. So talk about the latest magazine you guys have.
Yeah,
you can stop by any Wise Markets.
The May-June Healthy Bites magazine is out in stores or at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. We have a lot of great summer salad recipes in here.
Ooh.
There's some fish tacos.
Ooh, yeah.
A portabella caprese mushroom recipe
that's
grilled.
Amazing.
I looked at you, Laura, because I was like, that is all up her alley.
Yep. Love me a plant-based meal.
That's right. Oh, and we have some really delicious hummus combos. So you start with hummus and then you put some delicious ingredients on top.
All right.
So that's great for summer picnics. So yeah, definitely check that magazine out.
All right. So grab that the next time you stop in Wise for your groceries. Speaking of groceries,
that's right.
How about some Free groceries.
We'll
help you with your shopping budget.
Yes. That's right. Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. What caller are we taking, girls?
We'll take four today for a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
Good luck.
All right, ladies, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And don't forget to check out our Tom and Laura podcast. You can replay all the great information we're sharing with you. 823 at 94KX.
94KX, your caller number four. Who's this?
Oh, that's awesome. Angela.
Angela, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Where are you on your way to this morning?
On my way home from work.
Oh, awesome. Well, Angela, you're caller number four. You won a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Angela, tell everyone what station hooked you up with help from the Wise Healthy Bites ladies.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, and Sean, Tom will be back tomorrow. Laura is here, Maddie Ice, and intern Jordan, and we got a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up into this evening at a high of 80. We're at 65 now.
Yes, indeedy. Sorry, I was talking to the Wise Markets ladies. Sorry, we got distracted.
Well,
my bad. That's my bad.
No, you guys were striking up a little conversation because the cruise that we talked about...
Yes.
Late last year. That's actually happening next week.
Yes. So hit the decks with 94KX and Liberty Travel.
Yeah, so you're heading out Sunday, correct?
Yes. We have our winners.
Yeah.
They are booked on the cruise ship. We also have our group of folk who are leaving Central Pennsylvania bright and early Sunday morning, 7:30 sharp. If you're listening, friends, KX crew members, 7:30 sharp.
Yeah.
And I will be on that bus headed to NYC.
You're going
to
be channeling your inner Love Boat Julie McCoy Gene.
The Love Boat.
You'll be strutting your stuff on the promenade deck with your clipboard, making sure everybody's on schedule, on time for this activity and that activity.
Yes,
and
actually.
We're going to be at this bar at 10. We're going to be at the swim up bar at 12:05.
Yes. This is a true life story. This is exactly my function on this trip.
We're going to have hot fudge sundaes at this bar at 2:10 a.m.
Yes.
She's probably the only person that would have all that all together and like nothing else could
fit. That's her
Laura's middle name is all together.
It is. I try. I have an agenda.
Yeah.
I already have it scheduled. We have gift bags that we're putting together.
Nice.
It's good. No, it's going to be a really exciting trip.
Oh, it's great with all of our 94KX friends that will be joining us on the boat. As soon as you guys step foot on the boat, there's going to be an exclusive 94KX event
welcome
plan.
Party. Yeah, welcome party. Yes, we'll have a welcome party. Lots of KX crew perks along the way.
People are going to walk past us like, why weren't we invited to that
Pretty
party?
Much. I mean, come on now. I'm super fun to hang out with.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So we're doing, we're going to need that song. Shot, 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 shot.
Everybody.
Shot, 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 shot. If I don't have a drink with an umbrella in my hand the entire time that I am on that boat,
Something's wrong.
Is a problem.
Yeah, that's a major disappointment.
Yes, there is a problem. Yeah, so prepare yourselves for the stream of Snapchats and selfies.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
Yeah, so make sure my celly is charged up at all times. So we're going to have Wednesday at the Wash here before 9. Okay, so be on the lookout for that. We'll give you the cue when you can start texting for that $20 gift card for Butch and the crew at Ultimate Express Car Wash. And Matt's got your news next. It's 8:34 at 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, Chainsmokers, 5 Seconds of Summer. And 8:45, I'm Sean here for Tom Morgan, a.k.a. Sir Limp-a-Lot.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Now, I can't
take credit for Sir Limp-a-Lot.
He called himself that, so he put that on himself.
That was all Tom. He has his cranky old man cane.
So
and
I'd free game to say that.
Hobbling around saying, I'm Sir Limp-a-Lot.
Love you, brother. I know Tom's going
to
be back in tomorrow, but he is doing well after the knee procedure yesterday. Enough where he was out grilling last night, but it looked like in the shot, the screenshot that I got of him, looked like he only had one leg, that they took everything, including the knee.
But no.
We're glad he's doing better.
Yeah, just the new knee, so to speak.
All right, traffic trouble spot. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. 11 and 15 southbound through Shamokin Dam and backed up all the way onto the Veterans Memorial Bridge. We're looking at about a half-hour delay total. And also backed up onto Route 15 coming down southbound because of the road work that I mentioned earlier this morning. And we also have the railroad crossing traffic that's also happening today, the road work up there by Winfield at Route 304. But the big one, 11-15, backed up pretty much back onto Route 15 southbound through Shamokin Dam, so allow plenty of extra time in your morning travels today.
All right, we appreciate the info there. By the way, I just wanted to, we loved the Try It Tuesday yesterday with the Watson Theater Eatery.
It was really good.
Yep.
So good. You can check out all of the delicious eats on the 94KX page and on the Instagram as well. Pictures of everything. It was so good.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up Watson Theater Eatery because that's our half-price Susquehanna Valley.
Oh, and
that's
9 a.m.
That kicks in 12 and a half minutes.
Woo!
All right. So go to WQKX.com. $30 worth of vouchers for just $15 while supplies last.
There it is.
Okay. 8:47, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Just before 9 o'clock, where, of course, that half-price Susquehanna Valley goes on sale. Our friends at the Watson Theater Eatery. It's also a Wednesday at the Wash, Sean.
So now it's time to text 49330.
Yes, text the keyword WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. Not only will you receive a coupon code for $2 off every wash at our friends from Ultimate Express Car Wash, you also are in the running for a $20 gift card.
Yeah, we'll take one texter at random later today for that. Good luck. Ultimate Express Car Wash on the strip across from Monroe Marketplace, Route 11, Danville, near Geisinger Woodbine and Washington Boulevard, Williamsport. So if you missed anything this morning, check out our podcast. It's free.
Yes, it is.
We'll have that downloaded later. Intern Jordan will take care of that. Thank you, Jordan, for all your hard work.
Oh, absolutely. It's probably my favorite part of doing this, honestly.
We love it. So
she's good. She's a good egg, helping out with social media and packaging up those KX perks, crew perks for the cruise.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So text Tom and, search Tom and Laura, L-U-R-A, on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, hit subscribe, and you'll get our free podcast, 30-minute highlights of every show. Tom will be back tomorrow morning.
I feel like, though, Sean, you should come in a little bit earlier tomorrow morning. No, sleep in, because you've been up early the past couple of days.
Yeah, but now I'm in the flow.
You are in the flow. Get here, because tomorrow's Thirsty Thursday. There will be beverages.
Ooh,
do you want to know where they're from?
It is the countdown to Milton Beer Fest on Saturday. Okay, so what are we sampling tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Covered Bridge Brewing Company, along with Eclipse Brewing Company from Shamokin and Sunbury.
Great.
Word on the street, though, is that Beer Fest tickets are going very fast.
All right. So they may be out before Saturday.
Yes.
So come on, jump on this, people. Visit MiltonPA.org. Look for the Milton Beer Fest banner. Click, and then you'll be good to go for Saturday. And, of course, during Thirsty Thursday tomorrow, you and your buds, 21 and older, can get a four-pack for the River Rat Brew Trail.
There it is. Last chance to win tomorrow. Our pal Vanessa will be in. Visit MiltonPA.org. Get your tickets today, friends, because there's no guarantee that there will be any left at the gate for Saturday.
This was fun. It's a great couple days.
It's awesome. Thank you, Sean.
Yep. And Rob, the Sports Center here for me after 9. We get your workday rolling with 30 minutes nonstop. Marshmello and Bastille, Billie Eilish, and Jonas Brothers on 94KX.